Okay, hello everyone. Just going to start with a couple questions to get you guys thinking. Have you ever met someone who challenged your whole perspective in every conversation? Who made you think deeper and question your own beliefs to the very core? Someone who you could spend hours upon hours with and hope to gain a bit of their wisdom and perspective? For me, this has been Mary Sedell. Let me introduce her and let her do most of the talking from here. Please sit back and enjoy. She is truly a gift to this world. Thank you for joining me today, Mary.
Hi, guys. Hi, everybody. Jen, I'm so happy to see you. It has been such a long time. Thank you for that introduction. And I'm so happy to be here and that you invited me.
I'm so happy to have you here. Mary, you are unlike anyone I have ever met. What in your life do you think helped to form such a unique perspective?
Oh my goodness, what a great question. Well, I know this might sound a little different, but I think this perspective came to my life from a very, very early age in life. And as many of us had some traumas in life, I would say that when I was 4 years old, that was my first roadblock in life. And I would say that what came after that is who shaped me into be who I am now. So that was from a very early age, I would say.
Do you have any other things that you can think of that?
Well, I would say that because of that, I was, gifted with the training of coaching and psychology and all that. So every time that something happened to me, I was able to learn new things. So, and Jen, you're going to laugh, but I love mapping my life. So every 4 years of my life, something strong happened to me. And I would say that, every 4 years, whatever happened to me, it will put me in the next path. Mm. So that's what I would say it would be. Everything that has happened. Mm-hmm. There is nothing in there that didn't contribute where I am now.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what was the trauma and what did you take away from that?
Well, the trauma was my mom was a single mom and wanted to make sure to find the right person to take care of me when I was a baby. And so she started looking for someone that probably was, the most trusting person. So she didn't go and hire whoever. She actually went and hired a friend of the family. It was a neighbor of my grandmother. And if you think about it, Jen, it is interesting because now with everything that I do, I think when she made that decision, she had the fear of, oh my gosh, I need to find someone that I trust because I don't want anything bad to happen to my baby. So she mm-hmm. found someone. And guess what happened? So after a few years, I was with her probably since I was 11 months old, and she was an amazing person. But when I turned probably 3 or 4 and I became a little bit more independent, you know how toddlers are, mm-hmm. she, I assume things came into her mind and she became this other person who abused me emotionally. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there are other type of abuse, mm-hmm. but for what I remember, there was physical and emotional abuse. Mm-hmm. I actually remember being tied to the chair so I could eat all my food, and I had to be super clean, and I had to be like the perfect little girl. And when my mother found that out, the way she reacted, that's something I'm never going to forget, like the attitude she took. And after that, I actually stopped talking. That's how my mom noticed something was wrong. So what she did was right away she looked for help, for support, mm-hmm. Not just around the family, but my whole family was involved in the process. So I started counseling since I was 5 years old. And believe it or not, I didn't stop until I probably was 16 or 17. And from there, I kept going you know, here and there, because it was such a big gift. And so I would say, you know, what happened to me gave me those tools that, believe it or not, I was going to use it, you know, as an adult to
become
who I am.
What tool do you think was your biggest takeaway?
Accepting support, mm-hmm. knowing that it is okay to be you, mm-hmm. accepting who you are, mm-hmm. accepting that, you know, the life is beautiful no matter what, mm-hmm. and that that everything is possible. Like, and I don't know how much time we have, but back then in the 70s, you know, I guess, you know, everything was a little bit different. So doctors would tell my mom, your daughter won't be the same. Mm-hmm. She won't be able to talk again. Things like that, mm-hmm. Because of the trauma. Mm-hmm. And my mom was a person who used to love, you know, all these ideas now that we know about that, oh, you have the power, you can create your future, the law of attraction. This is all things. And she told me, Mary, I was not going to go with everybody, what everybody told me. I knew I could change everything. I knew I can create. And that's what I did with you. So she put all this huge energy. And that's what I learned. My mom modeled exactly what I live by now.
Which is
you can create your future. And you can do whatever you want. And really, literally create it. So I would say I'm like a second generation of that. You know, I saw my mom doing it. And so, you know, it has been easier for me to see this is possible. Because she did it with me. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's what I got that.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. That is huge. Huge and powerful. Moving on a little bit. The next question would be, what do you think is the secret to happiness, Mary?
Well, my secret of happiness that I think personally is be able to be you. To be yourself, I call it the true self. So mm-hmm. I think we are all born, you know, we are such a cute babies with the power to actually create. And, you know, life and society happens. And then we become to be someone else because, you know, our parents want to shape us in whatever way to protect us because they love us. And I think the key is to be you, to be yourself. And what is to be yourself? To be exactly how the divine created you. So that, I think, is the key to happiness. The more you can to stay in that path of being yourself, obviously loving yourself, accepting yourself, and leave the shame and guilt in another place, I think that is full happiness. Of course, we are here in this world for this experience, and the experience probably is sometimes not to be ourselves. So, you know, that's where we work. But I really think that is the key. Just be you. Mm-hmm. And being you, you're going to create an amazing, amazing life that is not going to be equal as nobody else, because we are unique. As your DNA is unique, mm-hmm. our lives too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the key to happiness is really just being yourself and honoring who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, if I had an 85-year-old individual come to you, and let's clarify what you do for a living. Mary, what do you do for a living?
Well, I call it that I am a life coach because, to be honest, I had no idea how to call myself. I opened my business almost 2 years ago. So I tell people, I describe my business as I help people to come back to their true self. And I said come back because that's how we were born, being us. Mm-hmm. So I support people because I don't have to teach them anything. We already know all this mm-hmm. knowledge. So I support them to come back to their true self, to the happiness within. And with that, they can create the magic in their external world.
Okay.
So that's what I do.
And what's your name of your business?
The name of my business is called Balance My True Self.
Great. And we'll have more information at the end about that. Okay, so getting back to that question, if I had an 85-year-old, if I brought an 85-year-old person to you and they had been, I don't know, who knows what, their whole life, and they're so conditioned away from their true self, how would you help them find the way back?
This is what I would say, and actually I haven't had an 85-year-old yet, but I had a bunch of, you know, 60s and near 70 years old, where they have no idea what their true selves are. So what I do, we start with a little bit of fears, you know, what's the fear, what their worries are. If you think about it, we have so many thoughts in our head every single day, like I think more than 70,000. From the 70,000, 95% they repeat the next day. And then we have this 5% that is empty. It is ready to create an amazing life. So I kind of start with that with an 85-year-old person to kind of go back and see what have been their thoughts, their worries. Mm-hmm. And I bet you they have been almost the same every year, except if they had something very big happening and then you change. And to tell them what, you know, why is that you couldn't be your true self. And to be honest, I am big on doing this work from the inside out. Mm-hmm. I have people that call me that they don't want to go deep, and I tell them we are not a good fit. Mm-hmm. So even if you are 85, you know, I go back. I said, what have you had as a physical illness and everything? Because everything comes in your body. Mm-hmm. So if they want to be healthy, I'm sure that 85 wants to be healthy. They want to enjoy their last moments of life. And you never know, because something amazing is happening with older people is that if they are connected to their true self, they actually live longer. Mm-hmm. So it is amazing. You can change not just your perspective, but actually that when you change the perspective, it changes your physical body.
Yeah.
And that's why we see amazing stories of healing, mm-hmm. that a lot of people think is like, wow, what such a miracle. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? We all are that miracle. Mm-hmm. We just need the knowledge and the support to be able to believe on that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay. Moving on. Okay, what do you think the world needs more of, Mary? You mentioned getting back to our true selves, but what do you think, if you could give the world one gift, what would it be?
Oh my goodness, Jen. There's so many things, but if I have to pick one, and yes, we already talked about the true self, I think acceptance, mm-hmm. to accept mm-hmm. who we are. And with acceptance, you know, we're talking about tolerance and respect. Mm-hmm. And think about it, like whatever is going on with the world, it's obvious. It's, you know, we are struggling. We are, you know, going through things. But if you think with nature, when a big change comes, mm-hmm. it's chaos. Chaos have to happen. So I am very positive that
chaos.
The world...
Yeah,
mm-hmm. that the world is going to move on, and mm-hmm. we are gonna bring something beautiful. But mm-hmm. in order for that to happen, you know, something chaotic is happening mm-hmm. right now. But all these conflicts we have as a world, as a, you know, as a big community, it is because I think we are not accepting each other. Mm-hmm. We can totally be super friends and totally disagree. But if there is respect, tolerance, acceptance, I think the world will be so much better mm-hmm. and not bitter.
Mm-hmm. Better and not bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge. All right, Mary. Next up is, what is your favorite word, to be a little bit lighter on the question scale? She and Mary, where are you from? I don't think you've told us.
I am from Peru.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Mary, what's your favorite word, either in English or Spanish or both?
Well, you're going to laugh. I created a word.
Okay.
The word true self, you mm-hmm. know, in English is separated. Mm-hmm. You know, I put it together.
Okay.
I even wanted to trademark, but yeah. since I'm not very good at, you know, finding those things out, I haven't done it. The word true self together. Mm-hmm. Because that little gap of true self separate, mm-hmm. for me, that gap is our issue, that mm-hmm. we are not being our true self. Mm-hmm. You know, we are, we keep being away from what we are. Mm-hmm. We keep thinking we are not perfect. And, you know, that's another subject, but...
incongruent with who we truly are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that word true self, if I create it for my business, I put it together, mm-hmm. and I think that's my favorite word because it is so unique. There is no formula necessarily that we are all, oh, look, let's read this book, mm-hmm. and if we follow these steps, we are going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of things that you can do, but... You know, there's always, I always tell people, there's always that 5%, 2% that made it, you know. And mm-hmm. we said, oh, the norm is this. Mm-hmm. And then there is that extra. I always said, we are so focused on what everybody's doing. Mm-hmm. Why we don't focus in that 5%? Mm-hmm. That people that heal themselves, that people that yeah. made it. You know, we are so yeah. focused on what the norm is, what society tells us, what the world mm-hmm. has tell us. But guess what? That is the 95% of thoughts, of worries and fears mm-hmm. and everything.
Yeah.
So the word true self for me have a big, big meaning since I was a kid.
I love it.
You know, I fought for it. So
I love it. Thank you. All right. What is your favorite emotion, Mary?
My favorite emotion is joy.
Joy.
I
Why?
Am high on joy.
Why?
Too much. Because when I am in that pure joy, mm-hmm. I am be able to create. Mm. You know, my vibration, and I don't know if the people that are listening to us right now understand all this energy mm-hmm. thing, because it's so difficult to understand something that we don't see, mm-hmm. but we actually feel it. We do, mm-hmm. you know, we all feel it. Even the people that doesn't believe in energy, I tell them, we all have been in a place where we feel like, oh, there is no good vibe. That's energy. Mm-hmm. So joy put me in that energy that is available for me to create, to heal, mm-hmm. to connect, not to be judgmental, you mm-hmm. know, all that. That is amazing. I love it. I used to be like very annoying with that. Like even my husband is very opposite than me, and he will be like, "Oh my God, Mary, like that's too much." Like, you know, and I used to feel bad about it. Like, mm-hmm. "Oh, that is true. I cannot be that excited about life." Mm-hmm. But then I said, "No, that wouldn't be my true self." You know? Yeah. So for me, the most I can stay in that state of mind of yeah. joy, that is excellent. You know,
yeah.
I know because I'm in this human experience that's something, you know, I have to work on. Mm-hmm. But the most I can, and that's something I teach my kid, you know, the better you are, the better you react.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So when you are in a lower emotional state and you're not in joy,
mm-hmm.
how do you get to joy?
Well, you know... Through the years have been a little bit different, but I have been learning a lot lately. In the last 4 months have been a huge step forward into my calling, I guess. So something I just learned, and I just had to use it, I think 2 weeks ago, because I literally was in a very low state of hate, I think. Like I literally had this anger and hate and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I became the observer. So that's something I do. For me, it's an exercise that I actually use it. Mm-hmm. And I become the observer. So it is like a third person, you know. And I ask myself, what's going on, Mary? I see myself hating and being upset and wanting to cry and wanting to quit.
Uh-huh.
And when I become the observer, I actually detach from that emotion. And then something I just learned a few months ago is something called the brain and heart connection mm-hmm. or something like that. Something I discovered or I learned, and unfortunately I can't explain it to you because with science I'm not that very good, but something that science has discovered is that as the brain has the neurons and all mm-hmm. these things, the heart too.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you have that connection of the brain and the heart, and you start breathing in a very slow way, but not in a way of, okay, I just want to sleep or relax. No, focus on your heart, mm-hmm. opening that heart, mm-hmm. and start having that feeling. You actually push yourself to have that feeling of compassion, of love, mm-hmm. of joy, of gratitude. Mm-hmm. Those feelings are high vibration. So I push myself to do it.
What does that process look like?
You know, it depends how bad I am in my lowest state. Like 2 weeks ago, I was that way. I start crying mm-hmm. because I felt, oh my God, I know how to do this. And I still chose to feel that low vibration. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to cry because I thought I had such a gift that we all have, but we don't use it because mm-hmm. in a way I think we are addicted to that low state. But now with all the information I have, if you have all this beautiful information and you don't use it to your advantage, you know what we are. You know, we are not living the life we deserve. Right. I always tell people, and it doesn't matter which is your belief system, we have this gift of life, such a beautiful gift. And we have all this information and we are really using it more to be human doings than human beings. Mm-hmm. So we really need to connect both because we live in this life where, yes, we need the money, we need to work, we need to produce, but we are forgetting to be human beings. And that's mm-hmm. where all these emotions come and our, you know, gifts and all that. So, you know, when I'm in that low state, I am the observer. Mm-hmm. I touch my heart so mm-hmm. I can focus. Mm-hmm. I open my heart. I breathe slower than usual. Mm-hmm. And I start trying to feel. I push myself. I oblige myself to feel gratitude, love, and all that. And we all have felt that at mm-hmm. some point in our life. So I try to go back there mm-hmm. and feel it. And I'm not kidding. That hate, that anger I had slows down. So I became, in this issue I had 2 weeks ago, it was very strange because I was in harmony in spite of my conflict. The conflict stayed, but I was in harmony and it was amazing. It was joyful
yeah.
to be there, you know. And a lot of people don't get it. A lot mm-hmm. of people think, oh, what, you forgot about your problem? No, the problem is there and it's still there. But I see it from a very different perspective. Mm-hmm. And since I did that, I tried to use that same tool.
Yeah.
And that's something new I'm doing, like, you know, from probably 2 months ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's really useful. Really useful. All right, I have a couple more questions and then we will wrap up. So you said you're originally from Lima, Peru. What do you miss most about the culture from Peru?
Oh, I miss the connection we have with people. Like,
tell me about that.
It is amazing that you know, if you take public transportation, you totally can sit next to someone and start talking to them and tell them all your issues and problems and hopes.
That's the norm?
Yeah, at least for me. I never had a problem with that.
Do you feel like that's the norm for most Peruvians?
I don't know for most Peruvians mm-hmm. because I think it depends what happened to them. Mm-hmm. But I think if you think about South America or the Hispanic culture, you know, we are loud and we are, you know, very friendly and we love music. And
you're open.
We are very open, mm-hmm. yes. And when chaos happens, when there is a conflict, you yell and, you know, you yell at the next car and, mm-hmm. you know, but all of a sudden, that is just in that moment. I feel that I miss expressing myself to that point
yeah.
where it is okay, you know, to, mm-hmm. you know, be there, be in the moment. I miss that a lot. I still do it. So that's why, you know, if you ask my friends, they would say, oh, yeah, Mary's crazy or, oh, she doesn't have a filter. Because I don't need to have a filter. But that's something I miss. Because in a way, even when, yes, I accept myself and I love myself here in the United States, I still see myself a little bit different. So I still have those days where I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't fit in. So I fight with that and I start doing my whole process of it is okay to be me. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel your most true self in Peru or the United States?
You know what? I feel that I am in both places, mm-hmm. but with different outcome. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I wouldn't say I have lost friends, but I have separated from many of them mm-hmm. because, you know, I chose to be my true self. So, you know, it's not so probably, I don't know how to explain it, but I would say, yes, I am my true self in both places, but the feeling I get, you know, of fitting in or not fitting in, it is a little bit different. But to be honest, I always had that feeling since I was a kid. So mm-hmm. I think probably this is the life I'm supposed to live.
Yeah.
In a way, I don't like saying fighting, mm-hmm. but I need to find another word. But, you know, always making sure I am there, mm-hmm. me being my true self.
Yeah.
Because when I am not my true self, I don't shine, I don't bright. I actually get sick, like mm-hmm. physically.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something I need to be in constant. Like I always tell people, something you do no matter what. Even the worst thing can happen to you and people, you know, brush their teeth. They go to the bathroom. There are things that they have to do. That's what I do, you know, with my true self. I have to be there. It should be a basic thing, mm-hmm. a basic need. I need to go back to my true self. And I try to be there,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's a way I push probably some of my clients because I work with people in very different ways. We are unique. So I cannot do what I do with you with someone else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's just, I love all the stuff that you've shared with me today. I think you're such a gift, like I said, to this world. I want to know how we can find you. How can we find you if any of my listeners are wanting more information, wanting more wisdom from you, or wanting to work with you? How can they find you?
Well, I would love to be found. I think the easiest way, it is Facebook. According to my kid, that's for old people, but I am not old, I am wiser. So if you go to Facebook and look for Balance My True Self, the word true self altogether, you should be able to find me, you know, like my page, you can send me a message, I'm pretty good at answering back. I also have a website, balancemytrueself.com. You can find my email, my phone number there. I think as many entrepreneurs, I am still dealing with the whole marketing thing. So I haven't done great with that. So at some point maybe, but I think the best way right now is Facebook.
Okay.
You know, I chose social media in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing. You know, I love what I do. And I think we are all capable of living such a great, great life with all these experiences around us that we can, you know, manage it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're an awesome example of what is possible. I want to ask you one last question. If you were to leave this world today and you had one thing to share with your son and everyone else, only one thing, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. Going back again to the same thing, mm-hmm. being you,
mm-hmm.
you know that we are perfect. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people don't like when people do that. I am perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it, Jen. The world, society have told us that we are not perfect. You know, in every single way. When you say I am perfect, people are going to judge you.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to say, come on, who do you think you are? You know, we hear about brokenness and all these things. But our conscious mind, unconscious mind actually, knows that being imperfect, being broken, is something negative.
Mm-hmm.
We're already having a low vibration mode in there.
Yeah.
You know, so it is funny because we keep saying to people, you know, like, yeah, you know, it is okay to be imperfect. And, you know, you should be proud of your imperfections. But I was thinking the other day and I told my husband, yes, we can say all what you want about that. But the truth of the matter is that since we were babies, we know what imperfect means. So I said, why we don't change the definition? Perfect, it is being you.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect is me with my fear. Perfect is me with my, you know, low emotions sometimes.
Yeah.
That's me. So I would love to tell the world it is okay to be you. You know, you are perfect. You were made for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as we feel that that is broken, the fear comes and the judgment comes, mm-hmm. and we start getting in this issue again that we are mm-hmm. in the society. You
and
know,
that takes away from us away from our true self.
Yes, yeah. definitely. And I'm so big on that that I am willing to sacrifice everything just for that message. Like, and that's yeah. scary, but I've
that's
said
huge.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for all these wonderful answers and your time and all of your wisdom. I'm sure we will be talking to you again because we have so much we could talk about. It was an honor, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen, for inviting me. Bye, everybody.
Bye.